Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sun down, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
These days, cattle producers are not just handling cows, they're not just handling calves, they're not just handling stocker cattle. They're handling a lot of money with all the transactions that they're making when it comes to their beef business. So whether you're talking about selling those animals, you're talking about a $1,200 or a $1,400 calf these days, or even more in the case of buying maybe a few heifers to rebuild your mama cow herd, you're talking about quite an investment. You're talking about needing a lot of capital. And according to Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, that's one thing that's changed with these record high prices.
You know, one of the implications of this market situation that we're in right now is that the financial requirements are so much higher. In fact, that's really where the risk is right now. We're talking about market risk being less, but in fact, you know, the total financial risk is higher just because we've got so many more dollars on the table. So lenders have to be in tune with this as well. They have to recognize, first of all, that the financial requirements are higher, but then, you know, we have to work with them in terms of managing this whole package of things in terms of risk management, as well as, you know, these production decisions that we need to make and make sure that we take care of that situation as appropriate for the market environment.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel, he says there's a couple of take-home messages right now for our cattle producers. Make sure you've got a great relationship with that lender of yours right now, whether it's from PCA or from your local bank. And secondly, on the production side of things, make sure that you've got all your ducks in a row to minimize death loss down to as close as nothing as you possibly can. Every one of these critters are worth a lot of money. House of Representatives this week passed a bill that would halt EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. According to a lot of our agriculture groups, including American Farm Bureau, this is possibly the biggest land grab in U.S. history. Farm Bureau's been battling it all along, and they say they may work harder than ever. Don Parrish with the AFBF staff in our nation's capital suggests that the White House, with their veto threat after the House passage of this bill, may be a little nervous that the bill could actually go somewhere in the U.S. Senate.
Well, I find it pretty interesting that they issued a veto threat as early as they did, and really, that's what it is. It's a threat. You know, it's not going to be carried forward until there's actually, you know, some kind of activity.
Parrish says that the bipartisan vote in the House included 35 Democrats that voted to block the EPA's Water the U.S. rule is not enough. He says it's going to take a lot of persuasion, a lot of pressure to get Harry Reid, the Senate leader, to even think about taking up this measure. You've got Farm News. I'm Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Our farm news brought to you in part by PowerFlex HL, giving wheat producers powerful weed control. That's our farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.